This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast. Hello, hello. How is everybody?
Good.
Yeah, good. Apart from my throat at the moment.
This was me like a few weeks ago when I was like, I thought I was over that cold and then I just apparently was not because, and the thing is, I was like coughing throughout the whole recording and then immediately after was fine.
Of course.
Maybe it's dusty in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, you may have noticed we have a guest today.
Kia ora. Yeah.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And your qualifications for being here?
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. Kia ora, everyone. This is Percy. I was one of the main sort of voices of this, radio show last year. And then I had to go to the UK to do my master's degree. So now I'm back with a very expensive piece of paper and some knowledge, I guess. And yeah, I'm making that everybody else's problem. So
love that. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
So I thought today would be a good day to sort of reflect.
Okay.
Considering that you're here.
Mm.
Do you maybe want to talk about your experiences on the podcast when you were hosting?
Yeah, definitely. So it was Ricky and I who hosted it. I'm trying to remember. It was, it was so long ago. I think we mostly tried to cover we did like a special interest, every couple of weeks we'd bring someone on and get them to talk about like something that they had a lot of knowledge on.
Damn.
So like somebody who's like an expert in their field or whatever.
We do not do that.
Things have changed.
Yeah. I mean, like it was not easy to get people. I will say that. So, in hindsight. Mm.
Well, I've got like a few people that would like love to guest and I'm just like, yeah, at some point.
Yeah, yeah, totally. We'll bring you
I'm not committing to anything.
Yeah. I had like a master list of all of these like ideas and stuff that I would just like pick one and we'd do that for the day. If I find it, I'll send it to you, Miles.
That would actually be awesome.
Because I find it very helpful because I'm like, I don't even know what I'm meant to be talking about today.
Yeah, I mean, you usually will message me in the evening the night before and be like, hey, do you want to talk about this? And I'll be like, yep, sure.
Yep. And I'll send you like a YouTube link or something like that. And then you'll be like, I actually didn't watch it.
Well, because usually I'm like in the middle of something.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, okay, I'll watch it later. And then I forget to watch it later. Yeah. And then I don't get up until it's time to record the next day.
Yep.
And it's like, no.
Yep. No, that's so real. What did we talk about? We did a lot of chatting about like drag and art and performance and stuff like that. Because this was kind of back when the drag scene wasn't as big as it was.
And so
we had a lot of chats about like RuPaul's Drag Race and how like accurate it is and like the way that it's changed like how we do drag. And I talk a little about like queer history and like disability history
because your degree is in
history.
Yeah
And then I wrote my dissertation on the history of disability.
That's right. Yeah, because you were chatting with me about it when you were still writing it.
Yeah.
because you finished it, right?
I did, yes.
How did that feel, getting it done?
I'm just glad it's done. I don't want to look at it. I'm like, that's between me and God. Like, I don't want anyone else to see that.
You, God, and the person marking it.
Yeah, no, my friends in the UK were like, oh, we should make like a little like Google Drive, like repository so we can read each other's work. And one of my friends was like, absolutely not. I will not be doing that.
Who would want to do that?
I want to see if other people are better than me. That's the
I would probably do that to get like peer feedback, but I wouldn't let them read the entire thing, just the parts that I want feedback on.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. Oh, I'm just glad it's over.
Samuel, you did like university stuff. Did you have to do a dissertation?
No, but I almost could have done one. Because I studied a postgraduate. Oh, golly, what is going on with me? Good golly gosh. I did a postgraduate diploma in journalism, and then there was the option to continue into a master's with that. So I would have then done a dissertation if I'd decided to do that. But instead, I became a journalist. So I was like, well, I got the job.
Yeah. No, exactly. Like, that's the thing. I remember my grandma was like, yeah, you've got a degree now. What are you actually going to do with it? And I was like, wow, Vivian.
Right in there.
Yeah. Ouch. Like, I know, but you didn't need to say that to me. Yeah. No, in hindsight, I think post-grad study is definitely one of those things that you go into if you are neurodivergent and really into a particular, like, specific field. Like, master's PhD stuff is not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. But, yeah, so you would talk about that sort of thing mm-hmm. on the pod with Ricky. And then, so I'm just trying to remember the timeline of events, because I think I did do an episode with you both.
You might have done, yes.
I think I did one.
Yep. You had you were going by a slightly different drag name at the time because you were still kind of crafting your whole.
It was the same name. I just didn't have a last name.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I was Cherry, and then I later figured out the last name was Cherry Cola.
Nice.
But so we did one episode, all three of us.
Yes. I don't remember. I could not tell you what we talked about.
Oh, neither could I. But I think then you left, and then I did a few more episodes with Ricky, and Anne was there.
Yeah.
A few times, and then it was just me and Ricky a few times, and then it was just me for about 6 months.
Well, thank you for your service, because we do this for free too, which is like,
yeah. I think we might have like briefly mentioned that last episode. I don't know how we got talking about it, that this is all volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here because we've chosen to be here.
Yeah. But I think I had Leo on for one episode because he had the recording slot right before me doing Filmography Now.
Oh, cool.
And then he finished up and came out and I was about to go and I was like, hey, do you just want to like chat with me? Mm-hmm. And he was like, sure. So we did one episode together. And I think I had Anne on once because we were hanging out at yours beforehand and I was like, hey, do you want to come with me to record?
Yeah.
And she was like, sure.
Nice.
And that's the only two guests I've had when I was on my own. And then I got Samuel to come and do it.
Yeah.
Because you had no idea that I was doing it. And then I brought it up one night and you were like, oh, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, because I knew that, you know, Ricky had been doing it for a while. And then I was like, oh, I thought that they were still doing it. But chat about that dropped off. And then, yeah, and I was like, hey, okay, I'll be a guest. And then we're like, let's carry on.
Well, no, because I mentioned it. I was like, I'm looking for a co-host. Yeah. Do you want to come and guest and see how you like it with the intention of perhaps joining me as a co-host?
Yeah.
And then you did.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
How do you feel about that now? Do you regret it?
Not really, no. I regret not putting everything in my diary and remembering it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were supposed to meet one of the station staff and then...
Yeah, I forgot to diary it and...
And then she messaged me because she didn't have your contact details. It's like, where's Samuel?
Oops. My bad.
That was so funny because I was working as well, so I didn't see her message until 30 minutes later.
Oh yeah, no, I'm so terrible at that. When Ricky and I were working on it, I was like, can you just be in charge of like meeting people, because you actually like live in town. I have to like go pretty far out to like,
because where did you live?
I was living with my parents and they're out in St. Leonard's. So yeah,
I definitely know where that is.
It's before Port Chalmers.
Oh right, okay.
Yeah,
fun times. You actually live closer to the station than I do, Samuel.
Yes, I do. That's because I'm lazy and I work in town and I decide I wanted to live close to work.
Yeah. No, that's so fair. Yeah, I don't drive. I don't think I should be allowed to be honest. Like, too, I have a license, fruity. But it's like... Mm.
Yeah, I saw a flat listing recently for next year in town and I messaged the person like, hey, I'm so interested in this. Like, I have all the references. Like, and they haven't replied to me.
Oh. R.I.P.
But it was so cheap, and it was like one bedroom, which is all I need, and it came with all the whiteware, which is perfect because I have – actually, no, I own our fridge and washing machine, so I would have to sell those off, but that could go towards Bond.
Mm.
But he hasn't messaged me back, so.
Yeah. No, I'm glad I'm not flatting anymore. That was an experience that I don't want to repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really learn who your friends are, I think.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Actually, many years ago, before I started, oh, this was so long ago, I wrote a piece for Critic magazine, and it was literally on how to pick your flatmates, and it was just basic advice from what I'd learned from having terrible flatmates and good flatmates, and I think what was the basic advice I gave? Oh, don't flat with your best friends, because you will find out that you actually
hate your best friends.
And that they live like actual slobs. Like, you don't want to,
Exactly. Like, even if you think that you get on, like, I had two friends that, like, were best friends and they just moved in. And I was like, oh, be careful. Because even if you do get on, like, there is a possibility that you get on living together.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then that's your friendship over.
Yep.
And you don't want that.
And if you're on the lease, you can't exactly escape very easily either.
Yeah. And if you do have to leave early, you're like the worst person ever. We had a situation like that where somebody had to leave halfway through the year and they did not make any effort to try and find us like a person to replace them. So we had to pay like an extra $100 of rent for the rest of the year. And we were so mad. Like,
yeah, no, fair enough.
And they had the audacity to ask if they could have their portion of the bond when we finally found someone. And I was like, no. Absolutely not.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I've had...
That'll be you paying us back for all your rent we paid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is it? Like four different friendships end because of flooding. Oh. But so that's, I don't recommend flooding with your friends. Mm. Yeah. Or like men between like 19 to 25, like cisgender men between the, me. No. But.
Yeah.
Oh, cisgender men. Okay, yes. Not me then.
Yeah, no, I'm like, we're good.
We're good.
You're on thin ice.
Well, but I'm above 25, so.
Oh, true. Yeah, you're safe. You're out of the woods.
Yeah. I think I was a fine flatmate. I was relatively tidy in comparison to the, although to be fair, I am queer, so that could be like not just.
It balances, it's like, it cancels itself out.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like cishet people, especially white cishet people, white cishet men grow up with like no consideration of others.
Yeah. My brother, and he's like lovely. He's such a sweet person. But I was talking to his flatmates the other day and they were like, yeah, when we're not in the flat, he just like makes himself eggs the entire weekend. That's all he can cook and that's all he eats. And I was like, you know what?
Same though.
Yeah.
When I hear stories like that, I'm like, oh, I actually am doing all right in life.
Yeah, maybe I am okay, actually.
Yeah, I mean, over the last few days, I have lived off sausages and bread.
Yeah. I've been, like, really hardcore same fooding. What are they? Those, like, lemonade ice blocks. I get, like, a pack of, like, 20 of them, and I'll just, like, eat them throughout the day. Yeah, it's very cursed.
Yeah. Can you get, like, low-sugar ones?
Yeah, and I mean, the ones themselves are pretty low-sugar anyway, so. And it's just a block of flavored ice.
I love fruit juice.
It's the Tip Top brand, like the Streets brand ones. Fruit juice are good though.
Fruit juice are more expensive, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
I remember, grapefruit and lemon or something? Yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah, I really like the sour one.
That's good.
Yeah, that was the grapefruit one, wasn't it?
I think so.
They do I think it's lime and like watermelon or pomegranate or something. That one is really good.
That might be grapefruit and lime, actually.
Potentially, yeah.
That one was really good.
That's good.
I have so many good memories of as a kid hanging out at the park with my grandma and she would buy me the orange fruit juice.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, didn't they bring out that? Oh, don't do that. they put out like a special flavor at one time and I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
And everyone was like excited when they decided to bring it back temporarily. Oh, the tropical snow, the
oh my god, that was good. Yeah, yeah.
The creamy one.
Yes. So it had like there was like the fruit like ice bit, and then they also had like a cream based like flavored bit.
I don't think I ever had that.
It was incredible.
it had three different flavors. So mm-hmm. So it was like swirled together, and it was those were the days.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was like, you know, $1.50 or something.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
Pay $6 for an ice block now.
Mm. I know. It's highway robbery.
That's a generalization. I don't buy ice blocks.
They're about $4 or $5. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that just brings me back to $1 lolly mixtures. And you get, like, so many of them, and now it's like... two lollies for a dollar.
Yeah, no, my brother and I used to do like the math and we'd like calculate like what's the highest amount of candy we can get for the lowest cost. Stonks. Nice. Very efficient.
I remember doing that with my little brother as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then now it's like, you know, the $2 mixture is like the equivalent of the $1 mixture and it's all like the like terrible candy too. Like none of it's the good stuff.
What is the good stuff to you?
TNT.
TNT, ooh. TNTs. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I remember one time I was playing at the park and I found an unopened TNT.
Do you eat it?
I then opened it and found ants inside it somehow.
Oh. Mm. Okay. Maybe not then.
So no.
Extra protein, I guess.
But yeah, I didn't eat it in the end, but I very nearly did. If it had looked fine on the inside, I was like 7.
Yeah.
If it looked fine on the inside, I was going to eat it.
Yeah, when you're below the age of 10, if it's like on the ground, it's fair game.
Because like, well, it was unopened as well.
Yeah.
I don't know how the ants got in there. There must have been like a little hole somewhere in it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? What's your favorite lollies?
In terms of lollies, I really like the gummy worms cola gummies. Mm. And I do have a thing for sour gummies sometimes. I really did like the sour cola bottles.
Mm.
Those are good. Did you get those? They're like little silver balls, and they're kind of like Gobstoppers, but they taste like cola.
No.
I remember them, but I don't remember I ever had them.
They're so good.
I just thought they looked like metal, and I was a little bit scared of them.
That's fair. I was like, oh, look, an item that doesn't look like it's food. Perfect. Yeah.
The whole joke about the aquarium gravel, eating the aquarium gravel. Mm-hmm. The colored ones that look like nerds.
Well, you know, the Rob Roy Dairy, the ice cream, no, not the ice cream, the cookie dough that they sell has the texture of kinetic sand. And I can't I really like it. It's kind of good. Like, I'm like, ooh.
And then you go to the, like, Target Museum where they've got the sand. You're like, oh, should I eat this?
I used to, I have like saved on my phone this little raw cookie dough recipe.
Mm.
And I would like make that and just eat the bowl of raw cookie dough. And it was so unhealthy, but it tasted so good.
You know, you could eat regular cookie dough in New Zealand. Like, you're not going to, it's very unlikely that you're going to get salmonella.
It's just a precaution because it's got the egg in it.
Yeah, in case you do eat it in transit.
And get cookie dough, which this was a thing that I could just like mix it all in a bowl and be done.
I could make this for like a quarter of the cost at home.
Yeah.
No,
and it was portioned to one serving as well. So, or I might have portioned it down. I don't know. But I still have it on my phone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let me run out of.
I just wanted to see who would speak first.
Yeah.
I was going to say something earlier when you mentioned the aquarium thingies, but then I was like, oh wait, do I want to admit that on radio?
Did you eat aquarium gravel as a kid?
No, there was other it reminded me of something else that looked kind of like candy.
Did you eat cat kibble?
No, what's that?
Like cat food. I had a lot of friends
dry
who...
cat biscuits.
Oh right, no. I probably did that as a kid actually, but like I would not have like intentionally sought it out.
I had a couple of friends who were both have celiac, and when they were kids, there wasn't a lot of like gluten-free food available in the early 2000s, so they would just eat cat food. And I'm like, are you okay? Like, are you safe? Are you talking to someone professional at the moment? Like,
well, I mean, if it gets to a point where there is no food and that is food, you're gonna eat the food.
Yeah, I mean, some dog food is like so high quality that it's safe for human consumption. So,
is it not normally safe?
No.
Oh, that's why you were concerned. I thought you could just eat.
It's because they put. It's because like it's all of the bits that of animals that you don't normally eat, and it's also got a lot of like additives and preservatives and stuff like that. So if you don't really, but like the stuff we get from my dogs because my parents are like they spoil them so much. Mm. But it's like if we were dying of starvation, we could eat it. I wouldn't, but we could.
You would if you were dying of starvation.
Exactly. The option's there.
Yeah. But I remember the Walking Dead Telltale video game series, and you could, towards the end of the first game,
mm-hmm.
you could eat the dog food.
Why, though? Just 'cause.
Oh, no, it wasn't you that – okay, this might be a little triggering for any listeners, but you would – later on in the game, you would find this emaciated corpse next to an empty bottle of empty bag of dog food. It was very sad.
Oh, damn.
Was that a knock on the door? Or?
No, I think just a bump. Yeah. Bump in the night.
Don't worry about it. That's just the ghost.
The fact that I could hear that in the soundproof studio with the headphones on. And it's like, someone's there.
Listening for danger at all times. Yeah. Constant vigilance. Never let them see you slipping.
Yeah. But reflecting on the pod, so I don't know, maybe this is a good time to think about what we want to see in the future from the pod.
Yeah, I mean, like, our sort of long-term goals, I think, were to eventually sort of move into doing, like, more local or at least, like, New Zealand-based sort of stuff. So we talk about, like, elections that are coming up, or, you know, new festivals or performances or something, like, you know, promoting like local people, I think was a big thing for us. So that could be a cool sort of direction to take it in.
Well, because we've got like election guidelines for what we're allowed to talk about. And I have no intention of talking about the election.
No,
so
that's
I didn't
so
read
fair.
It.
The only thing I will say is if you're not registered to vote, then you should register to vote right now.
That's a good point.
That's my little ASMR. Please register to vote.
And if you don't know anything about any of the candidates, you can go and look at some of the videos of them.
Some of them you can just talk to. Like, if you see them in public, that's not me endorsing that. Please don't accost the candidates on the street. But
I will not say anything because I have not read the guidelines. I'm lazy, and I didn't think we would talk about elections. Yeah.
Well, let's move on from there. Back to what we envision for the future.
Yeah. Samuel, what do you want to see from the pod in the future?
Well, that pretty much is what Percy said, that, you know, talk about local, you know, more queer issues and festivals and things that are coming up. You know, we've got a show this Friday.
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes. I am performing this Friday.
Is that, and that's the just the recurring revolution
No,
one.
That's the Inch Bar show.
The Inch Bar one. Okay. So for people listening, that is an 18 plus show. So if you are under the age of 18, you cannot attend.
I've just realized the amount of times I've plugged Inch Bar and forgotten to say that.
You're all good. Cause we've got like, cause when's the next revolution? It's
the next revolution
end
is
of this month,
25th.
Okay.
Which I'm also in that.
Nice. But so we do. Yeah, we have shows coming up. I say we as if I'm involved in any capacity. I'm not.
Well, I mean, you used to be.
Yeah, I'd like to be.
Just expressed an interest to me. We'll make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure something
the
out.
The Count will return.
Yes. He's out there.
Have you seen the... Oh, what's it called? Nosferatu. Have you seen the new film one?
Yeah, I saw it multiple times. I was sitting, we would go into the theater and my friend and I would just whisper like, "You must bounce on it." You know, crazy style, you know.
I've only seen the new one the once and I never saw the original.
I actually really recommend watching the original because it is a frame by frame like recreation.
Oh wow, I love when they do that.
And the silent film genre I think is like
is it a silent film?
Yes.
Oh.
Because it was one of the first films like that ever became like super popular.
Is it the original
Nosferatu. So I think it was, I want to say the 20s, but it could be even earlier than that.
I think it might be the 20s.
Yeah, because there was a former U.S. president that's been alive for both Nosferatus coming out, which is, who was that? Anyway, I'll remember it at like midnight tonight.
Call in when you do.
I will.
That's something I want for the future of the pod, which no one seems to care about. I want people to like message in with like stuff they want us to discuss and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I've been saying it for so long and nobody has messaged. The Diversity Dispatch Instagram at diversity.dispatch. Message
Please.
Now.
Give us ideas because we don't have any.
we should probably promo that on like Insta ourselves anyway. Like, hey, by
I
the
have.
Way. Yeah, all right. Well, I need to do that myself.
Yeah, I need to give you the login.
Because, it's trickier because we like obviously we pre-record these. So it would be easier if we had like a live thing where people could call in.
I don't care.
No, exactly. I'm so happy to like, Please submit your ideas.
Yeah.
Please let us know that you're listening.
Yeah. Or if you want to, if you have something to talk about and you want to come and talk about it. And we'll sit and listen and ask you interesting questions.
I would be a bit more suspicious of that, but yeah. Well, it's just stranger danger.
Oh, yeah. We'll vet them beforehand, obviously.
Yeah. How do you suggest we vet people?
I don't know. If I know them personally.
We just ask all our friends, have you met this person before?
Yeah. Hey, do you know this guy?
Well, we only get like, I think it's like 60 listeners per episode.
And we love our 60 listeners.
We love you.
Yeah.
But yeah, how are we doing for time, by the way?
We have 2 minutes.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
I've been keeping an eye on it.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I trust you. I've just also been the one behind the screen, so.
It was definitely a learning curve figuring out how to do all this stuff and then remembering how to do all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I talked about it last time, but I lost one of our episodes because I saved it wrong.
Oh, yep.
Because was it the first time we'd been back in the pre-record studio?
Yeah,
because we used to record in the live studio, which meant that I could just start talking and it would already be recording, so I didn't have to save it or anything.
Oh, right.
But this one, you have to start the recording and all that sort of thing. And I didn't save it correctly. And I crashed the computer.
Oh, that's kind of impressive, actually.
And I affected other people's work as well.
Oh.
Less than ideal.
Yeah, not
great. Which they didn't tell me the details of that, but I've apologized publicly, so hopefully they heard it.
You'd never see me again if that was me. I would dye my hair and change my name. And
I did dye my hair since then, actually.
Oh, there you go. You're safe then. You're fine.
And now that's why we have the same hair now, me and Samuel. Mm. Same nice. Color. I think mine's slightly more red and yours is slightly more orange.
Yeah. I tried to go for like my natural copper tones.
Right. I've been thinking about going back to my natural brown, but also I like having colors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm my hair is in remission right now, because I dyed it like all through like early undergrad uni, and so now it's just absolutely destroyed. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I shaved my head at one point after I'd bleached it like a few times, and I was like, let's just give it a fresh start.
Yep.
It wasn't bad. It was just, let's give it a fresh start.
I've been dyeing my hair since I was 14. Every 6 or 7 months.
Mm.
Anyway, we have 20 seconds left, so let's say goodbye.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for coming back and sitting with us.
Yeah, happy to be back. Love the sound of my own voice. So.
Yeah, literally, flick us a message if you want to come back.
Like, will do.
Anyway, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Tune in next time on oar.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.